Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Segment 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7. The Ticket is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full, delicious slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, incredible size. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located, ladies and gentlemen, at 11th and Cornhusker. Real quick, we did have a prize winner call in. So we did have a winner. We will bring him on air next time. We did have another older gentleman from, we got people who listen and watch the show from all over the country, call in from Orlando, said he'd like to see more RPO. All right. And so I will relay that message on to Dana Holgerson. He'd like to see more RPO. Real quick, let me know when you get a chance there, Jake, the response as far as folks rooting for Frost. All right. And this last segment, all right, we're going to talk about fixing the college football playoff, and I will discuss the core players returning to Nebraska, because honestly, I may need a full 20 to 25 minutes, and I don't want to cut that short on Thursday or Friday or whenever it works based on the never-ending landscape that is Nebraska football sports news. All right, now I want to bring on my special guest for today. This man's been the World Herald's leading sports columnist since he joined the World Herald in 1991. He's covered just about any and everything that you can imagine. Mr. Tom Chattel, how you doing, my friend?
Looks like he dropped off there for a second. Rico's reaching back out to him.
All right.
But he'll be joining in a second.
No, that's fine. Go ahead, reach back out to him, Jake. So what are some of the responses? And then we'll put an end to who's rooting for Scott Frost thing. All right, so what are some of the responses as far as Frost? And then Tom has joined us back on the line. What do you got there real quick, Jake?
Again, I think a lot of it's just kind of positive, maybe kind of he's always a Husker type of thing. And then there's other like wet blankets that I'm rooting for Frost, but there's no reason to bring him back unless it's a single member of the great teams he played on. He did nothing as a coach at Nebraska, as an individual player that warrants special recognition. So there are those that hold these things against him.
Yeah, I'm still of the opinion he'll be back one day. He'll be honored like Frank Solich. It may just take some time. All right, now I'm joined by our special guest, Mr. Tom Chattel. How you doing, my friend?
How are you, sir?
Dude, I'm doing great. I'm excited. First time I've ever had the pleasure to interview you. So I'll go ahead and ask you. You actually just wrote, after watching Scott Frost's introductory press conference there at UCF, you wrote an article about it, kind of talking about, and obviously you can elaborate more, you know, basically Frost was probably a little bit conflicted between feeling obligated to come home versus being happy there in UCF. But go ahead. What are your thoughts on Frost, UCF, and his introductory press conference?
Well, I'm very happy for him. You know, obviously didn't work out here. It's 2020 hindsight, but I've been great at that my whole career. So, you know, why stop now? I really think that, as I recall, you know, doing all the interviews when he came to Nebraska 7 years ago, 2017, the end of that season, he kept talking about how much he loved Orlando and school and coaching those players, and it didn't sound like a guy, a normal coach, who was changing jobs, especially to come home. And I remember the press conference was not like a celebration. It was for a lot of people, the people in the audience, but for the guy on the stage, it wasn't quite. It just felt like. You feel like he had to do it. Maybe he didn't necessarily want to do it. He could have turned. There's no way he could have turned that down. And the athletic director Bill Moose had to offer it to him. Had to. But looking back, he wasn't ready. He didn't bring a. I mean, the Nebraska is a big job, and the staff he brought wasn't ready. You probably. For a guy who had 2 years of head coaching experience, maybe he could have surrounded himself with some older assistants or coordinators who'd kind of been through the Big Ten. See, I don't think Scott really understood what the Big Ten was. I know I didn't when I got here. I just think there were a lot of lessons to learn. They get off on the wrong foot with the weather. Martinez gets hurt. They lose close games. Scott talks about how he's, they better get us now, and this game's winnable, and it's just one thing after another, and a lot of close games. I mean, COVID happens. Adam, I just feel like it was kind of star-crossed, and I felt like just watching him at UCF. I think the irony is he's one of the all-time Huskers, and he grew up in Nebraska, and he'll be a Husker fan for life. But irony maybe is that he's a better fit at UCF.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what he does down there. Obviously, they're excited to have him back. I'm sure he's excited to be back down there as well. So kind of transitioning to a little bit more Husker-specific stuff. Nebraska is seen as a major player by other schools, players and agents, as far as being a spot to come because of the NIL that we can offer. We have legit NIL that we can potentially offer here to prospective players. What are your thoughts on how important it is, especially with some of the guys we've had enter the transfer portal on our end, and assuming none of them come back, because some might. Okay, we've already seen Emmett come back. But let's say, how important do you think it is that we nail certain positions, whether it be wide receiver, defensive line, et cetera, when it comes to bringing in guys via the portal?
Yeah, Adam, you can certainly speak to this more than I can as a former player, but I just, I'm amazed, and maybe I shouldn't be amazed. I'm probably naive, but at how much money is important to these guys and how much they're doing everything for money. And not necessarily playing time or the program or the coach. It's kind of eye opening for me in a way. Maybe I'm naive on that, but as far as Nebraska goes, they need to get that offense. I think across the board they need more speed and more sort of the playmakers. Back in the day, Barry Switzer used to call them difference makers. I got more difference makers than Tom, so we're going to win. And now they call them dudes. Well, the Nebraska needs more dudes. Defense, offense. I like the way the offensive line played after Holgorsen got here. I think there's probably a correlation there. I like the way offense play, but they, the receivers they have to improve the receiving room. The running backs are good. If they can add to it, more power to them. I just think Daniel Holgorsen has a very specific idea what he wants, and I think he's going to go. I think once the portal continues to open and they. He's able to go look at. I mean, it's very fascinating. I think now that the portal is really in full gear, and the Holgorsen's an assistant, the coordinator, that he can just focus on the one thing, not being a head coach. that I think having Holgorsen and Raiola together as recruiters for offensive skilled people, especially receivers, ought to be really good for Nebraska. So, defensively, we don't know who the coordinator is going to be, Matt Rhule was kind of defensive core. He's a defense guy, and he knows what he wants on defense. So in terms of getting the linebackers, it sure seems like the pass rush needs to get built back up, for next year. That's going to be a priority too. So I guess the answer to the question is everywhere.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. It's interesting because you make a lot of good points, but when you talk about money playing such a big factor, Nick Saban has come out and said, he was going to come back and coach, but when he was doing some meetings with players as far as next year, the first thing they said is, how much are you going to pay me? How much are you going to pay me? And it was so different to what he was used to, the way he'd built Alabama. He's like, I can't do this the way that's worked for me for years anymore. And he's now on ESPN and doing a great job there. And I'm actually curious, because you're a guy who has seen and covered a lot of things, and you've got as much experience as anybody. And so you, Big 8, Big 12, Big 10, now the Big 18, even though we're still called the Big 10, like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, somebody said, hey, this is what college football is going to look like. Like, Oregon's going to win the Big 10 championship. The Pac-10's not going to be around anymore. There's going to be this thing called NIL, and then you can enter this thing called the portal where you can transfer 2 times a year for 5 years, so basically 10 times in your career. Like, are you surprised? Could you have ever envisioned, and I'm not even knocking you, there's certain things I don't like about college football, but as a whole, I still love the game. Could you have ever envisioned this like 10, 20, 5 years ago even?
No, not even 10 or 5. My first question would have been, wow, did the NCAA, did they go out of business? Because
yep.
How could they have let all this happen? And they did it. They just sat back and watched. They basically were out of business. They weren't minding the store. And there had to be, rail guards, whatever they call them, rules to this stuff. And there weren't. When you could transfer, how many times would you be immediately eligible? And they felt like they were going to lose everything, every one of these cases in court. So they didn't even try. The conference realignment is, somebody I really trust in college athletics told me about when Nebraska went to the Big Ten, they said, this is going to eventually, it's just going to get worse and worse because everybody's chasing money. Then it's going to blow up. It's going to explode, and we're going to go back to the way it was.
You might be right.
I can't wait for that. I haven't seen it yet, but it's madness. I've made no secret. I don't like the Big Ten or how big it is, or it's not a conference. It's a corporation, mm-hmm. And I don't like USC in this league. I think that there should be a West Coast league. There should be a Pac-12. There should be a Big 8 and a Big 10. There should be an SEC and an ACC. And all the rest. I don't know how we get back to it. I don't think we're done. Although, everything I've heard about Florida State and Clemson is they're not wanted in the Big Ten or SEC. They may have to stay where they are, which could be awkward. I think North Carolina is going to be, somebody that the Big Ten and SEC want.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, it was hard enough for me to go to the Big 12 to the Big Ten. Just watching this stuff is wild. It's just, and then not the playoff. We're arguing about the playoff, just like we used to argue about the AP and the UPI poll. So,
mm-hmm.
But I can't wait for the playoffs. How about you?
I'm actually very excited. The next segment I'm going to do, I'm going to make some tweaks. I'm going to give my thoughts on how it could potentially be improved. You know what's crazy, though? The poor old Pac-10 and Pac-12, Oregon goes and wins the Big Ten. Arizona State, also a former Pac-12 school, as you know, goes and wins the Big 12. It's just craziness. And you make a great point. The Big Ten is a corporation. Our commissioner has a background in television deals. That's how, that's why he's where he's at. So you make a phenomenal point. I really enjoyed you coming on today, Tom. Thank you for your time.
Hey, appreciate you having me, sir. Thanks.
All right, have a great day. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.